بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون، ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون. In the beginning of this kitab, the introduction, where the compiler of the hadith, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, a very very great and pious scholar, he mentioned all the great praises of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and then from his own side, and we all also include ourselves in that, we praising Allah Ta'ala and sending durood on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then, as is the common practice, that amma ba'd, after this now, the next part. And that is, he says, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That jinn and man have not been created but exclusively for the worship and ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقًا. And Allah makes it further clearly that I don't want any sustenance from them. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونِ. And I don't intend at all that they must feed me. No, that is quite clear. Everyone knows that Allah does not eat also. So we are not here to work and feed even ourselves or Allah Ta'ala. We are here exclusively for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And ibadat of Allah Ta'ala includes earning our rozi also. But we should earn our rozi not as a separate thing from deen, but that Allah has commanded us in various places. The hadith is clear that we have to earn our rozi. For a Muslim, earning our rozi is also ibadat. So when we realize that, nikah is also ibadat. So we have to do it as an ibadat, not as how a social function will carry on in that particular place, or how the people earn their living, that we also earn it in those ways. But we have to earn our living also as an ibadat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And very many whole kitabs have been devoted to how business must be done, how an employer must behave, how an employee must behave. All these things are given in great detail. So that is also part of deen, and that is also ibadat. And we have to do it all according to that ibadat which Allah Ta'ala has prescribed for us. When we separate it and we regard it as a separate thing, then we say that now business is dunya, and that a wedding is dunya. No, for us as Muslims, it is not dunya. It is deen, and we must do it according to deen. We mustn't call it deen, but we do it according to our own nafs, or we do it according to dunya. Then we have taken it out from deen now. So Allah has created us that from birth to death that we must be in the worship of Allah Ta'ala, and everything is included in there. We want a house built, we are buying a house, etc., or we are buying a car, that must be also done as deen. That is not also dunya. But when we separate ourselves from dunya, from deen, then we regard these things as separate, and then it becomes dunya, and then we don't follow the instructions of Allah Ta'ala, and we do as we want to in those things. So Allah Ta'ala said clearly that Allah does not want any type of rozi. Allah is the provider. For rozi for us also, our duty is just to make the effort in the correct way. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gives rozi, and Allah Ta'ala gives great barakat also in that rozi. Unimaginable barakat Allah Ta'ala gives in that rozi when it is done as deen, and a person is not stressed out. He doesn't feel any tension also in earning his living and doing his business when he does it in the parameters of deen. Further, he says, وَهَذَا تَسْرِيحٌ بِأَنَّهُمْ خُلِقُوا لِلْعِبَادَةِ. And he says that this is very clear, this ayat, that Allah Ta'ala has created us exclusively for His ibadat. And so we believe in the Quran Sharif. The whole of the Quran is from Allah. Our full yaqeen is on there. And on every ayat, so when Allah, He said, I've not created jinn and man but for my worship, our full yaqeen is on there also, that we are here only for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So much so that even if we go to toilet and we do it as per the commands of Allah, then the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that also becomes deen. And we don't go in our own way. For example, na'uzubillah, a person goes naked to the toilet, or he relieves himself in front of other people, etc. All those things, but the proper way the sunnah has taught us. We step in the toilet with the left foot, we make the dua before we step in, we relieve ourselves also, and there are etiquette and adab of how we have to relieve ourselves also. When a person meets with his wife, to the final detail, there is all the details also that have been given to us, how a person meets his wife, what du'as have to be written, have to be read. So all this is deen. For a Muslim, every moment of his life is deen. And this, and then we understand this ayat, that we will do what we call dunya, our worldly things, but we do it in the parameters of deen, then our whole life is according to deen, and this is what we have to make an effort for. And this kitab has been written to show us that in every aspect of our lives, we do everything according to the instructions of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then all this becomes deen. فَحَقَّ عَلِيهِمُ الْإِعْتِنَاء بِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُمْ. So that further he says, now it is the right that we give importance to that for which we have been created. We can easily understand this. We have somebody working for us in the house, for example. We give her her duties. We are paying you so much. You must do this work. Now if she does not do that work, then naturally we're not going to keep her. So Allah has created us and He provides us for. So when we will fulfill that, Allah will look after us. And when we don't fulfill that, then we still ask questions that why are we suffering? In other words, why am I not getting my pay? We're not doing our job, so we can't get pay also. So we have to do what Allah has commanded us, and definitely Allah will do what He has promised us to do. So everything we must do according to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, that is what we have to strive for. And really, if we analyze ourselves, we are still very, very far from that basic thing for which Allah has created us, and in which direction we have to walk. فَحَقَّ عَلِيمُ الْإِعْتِنَاء بِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ وَالْإِعْرَاضِ عَنْ حُضُوذِ الدُّنْيَا بِالزَّهَادَةِ. And that it is necessary for us, we abstain from the enjoyments of this dunya by abstinence. That is, we don't fall into or head over heels into this dunya. We don't become children of this dunya, and we are only out either for wealth, either for enjoyment, either for name and fame. Those things are right out for a Muslim. A Muslim must just be a slave of Allah Ta'ala and work for Allah's pleasure. And today we can see how much our lives are gone away from this life of Allah Ta'ala. The blessed month of Ramadan is coming now, and in which we have to be even more devoted to Allah Ta'ala. But we find that sometimes when Ramadan comes in the holiday period, people go for holidays also in Ramadan. And what type of holidays, the amount of money that is spent, the places that we go, our behavior at those places, etc. And yet we feel that we are very good Muslims. So we have to understand, and that is why we decided to read this khutbah, that it will give us a good understanding for what the purpose of our life is. And then we can understand the hadith. They are not just for barakat, not just to be read and listened to, but that really it chalks out our way of life for us. May Allah give us tawfiq to live our lives correctly, and when we read the hadith that will come, we try and bring them in our lives, and we bring an Islamic way of life within us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.